America and the rest of the world.
Hello. Oh. Shout out to Stockholm, Sweden.
Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paul.
Are you guys also really big in Minato, Japan?
Bunkyo?
Yeah, so yeah. Are we.
Bunkyo?
Oh, yeah, that's another one for us, isn't it?
Shit. Shout out to Japan and Sweden.
Here yeah. with Ryan DiPerna.
Japan.
Shout out to Japan and Sweden. I like my chocolate sushi, yo.
Oh, no, I thought you meant just Japan, Sweden.
That's
like,
what I do.
Okay, yeah. Like the city Japan, Sweden.
Oh, I didn't know that there was a city Japan, Sweden.
Neither did I. I just made
there
it up.
There is not.
Jeremy Queer.
Hey, boys. I'm here to talk shit and then get shit on your dicks. Jeremy Queer.
Can you make that a new onstage thing?
No, I already have a gay character that I do on
no,
stage.
No, that's like the Batman
Yeah, it's
thing
called Jeremy
like,
Shear.
Where they say Bruce Wayne is the mask.
It's Jeff Foxworthy. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Foxworthy is great.
Why can't
yeah.
it be Jeff Cuxworthy?
Because
this
was
before
Cux.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is a very old bit.
And our new boss.
Your Elhor, new boss.
Elhor Dono Diablo.
Yeah, it's weird for... Hey, hello. It's we weird for you and me, because you and me are partners.
We go,
technically, we're employed by you. Well, we're not... Actually, you have to pay us a wage
well,
to be
I
employed.
Mean, hopefully that ends up happening, yeah. where that you guys end up do getting money from me, but then once it is, like, I'll fire everybody, dude. I'm like Vince McMahon of this shit.
You're fired!
We go there now. I forgot we were recording. We had no plan for fading out or anything.
No.
And another.
Is that Herbie Hancock that did that?
That shows how much you know, Cheer. It's John Hancock.
Curses. Wrong again.
Herbie Hancock, he's a jazz guy, right?
Yeah. But he also did, like, all those instrumental...
I don't know. Is that Herbie Hancock? I wonder who wrote that.
How come no one ever quotes Herbie Hancock about the Constitution on their memes?
It's Herbie Hancock.
Durr.
It's always George Jefferson or other wrong
I'm
names.
I'm okay with that.
George Jefferson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get out of here.
Who's a famous Franklin that's not Ben?
Delano Roosevelt.
Franklin,
is that a
Franklin
name?
The turtle.
Delano Roosevelt?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Is that what the D is?
Yeah. It's Delano, right?
Yeah.
What kind of fucked up name is that?
It's another family name, probably.
It's some, inbred, rich, fucking upstate New York.
Blue blood.
Yeah, blue blood name.
Yeah. Cousin Marion motherfucker.
Yeah. He did marry his cousin, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Who was a lesbian, too.
Is that... Yeah, that's Wedding Crashers, where she's like, I like FDR, but his wife, Eleanor,
oh, yeah,
real big dyke.
Real big
rug
dyke.
Muncher.
Why is my... fucking phone not working right now. I just want to look up Herbie goddamn Hancock. I don't know.
And what he did?
No, I know what he did. I just want to know if he did the Beverly Hills Cop theme.
Alright.
Underrated or overrated? Actually, okay. Better movie, franchise, Beverly Hills Cop or 24 Hours with Nick Nolte?
48 hours.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Beverly Hills Cop as the better franchise.
Beverly Hills Cop 3 is garbage, though, and another 48 hours is still good.
True, but that also that's just two movies. Like, that just means that Beverly Hills Cop went one more movie, another 40 hours did not.
That's true.
And Nick Nolte is very racist.
Yes, he is. He's incredibly racist in those movies.
Where does Rush Hour play into this?
The best fucking action cop franchise of all time.
Oh, disagree.
Opinion. The first two are so good.
First one's okay. I've never seen the second one.
That's when Chris Tucker was hot.
That's when what?
When Chris Tucker was hot.
Chris Tucker, yeah. He's in...
But you have people... Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
He did those three movies, and then he did what's the movie with...
Fifth Element.
The Fifth Element, and that's it. Like, he's never been heard
from again.
Are we
going to forget about Friday?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Okay, so he did those six movies.
How many Fridays are there now?
Two.
There's
but
three.
He's only...
No, there's three Fridays. He's only the first one, but they're doing a fourth one that he's supposedly rumored to be a part
next
of.
Next Friday and the Friday after that.
No, there's
the Friday,
there's
after
Friday
that, and
next
Friday,
Friday
after that
and Friday,
Friday after
that.
Next, and then I believe that they're going to call this one Final Friday.
What about how about other Ice Cube franchise movie? What about
Barbershop?
No. Well, yeah. He has Barbershop 1, 2, and 3.
He has three Barbershops. He has 221 Jump Street.
What about
Are We There
Yet? Yeah, Are We There Yet? Are We Done Yet? Is this franchise over?
What about the XXX franchise? Even though he wasn't like the main, he was part of that.
He's the rock of the XXX franchise.
He was also in Ghosts of Mars.
Yes, he was in Ghosts of Mars.
Which I
like. That's
liked.
A terrible fucking movie.
Ghosts of Mars.
Wasn't he in Three Kings?
He wasn't.
That's
Three
his
Kings.
Best movie. Yeah,
Three
Kings,
Kings
is
really
a fucking
good.
Badass movie.
Oh, Friday's pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
Who did Three Kings? Who was the director? Was that
It was David O. Russell.
Oh, yep. Yeah. All right. Which is the guy that does like Silver Linings Play or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, it is that guy.
He's a lunatic.
Yeah, he's a fucking.
Calling back to earlier, the Beverly Hills Cop theme was done by Harold Faltermeyer.
Never heard of the Jew.
He is.
Let's play that game again.
He's the German.
Oh really?
Definitely not a Jew.
Well, okay, yeah, that's a polar opposite of what I thought.
I am.
Could you imagine that song playing as they march Jews in a line?
It would really give the Holocaust an up tempo beat.
Someone runs over and puts bananas in Hitler's tailpipe.
I'm just picturing Schindler's List with like the score of Beverly Hills Cop. I don't think that would have won an Oscar though.
Probably not. That would probably take away from the Oscar bait, I would imagine.
Yeah, his religion is not mentioned.
Mm.
That's
a shame. I like to categorize every new person that I ever meet by their race, creed, and sexual identity.
Even if he just reads their name.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, is what your people do.
Yeah, exactly. A very long...
It's not racist, it's called discerning.
he's a Diperno the Discerning Dago.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a lot of D's.
Yeah, just
dude,
like your Diperno's
like
had in his mouth.
We can start calling you Triple D.
Triple D.
You'll be like Guy Fieri, but not blonde. Not yet, anyway.
Guy Fieri.
A Fieri.
Shout out to Shane Torres for fucking getting his bit to go viral.
Shane's a good egg.
He
I
is.
Like Shane.
He's very nice fella about Guy Fieri. You guys should look it up. It's very funny.
It is. I hung out with Shane when he was in town a few years ago because he was friends with Tim and Jesse. So
he's good people.
Yeah.
Except he's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Y'all still them boys?
Fuck the Cowboys. Fuck Jerry Jones. Jerry!
Dude, didn't he the one week he was like, no, they're allowed to stand in solidarity, and then the next week he was like, I'll fire anybody.
Well, no, he like turned the attention away from what it actually was so it could be focused on Jerry Jones, and then they booed him even before the national anthem was played. They all linked arms and took a knee before the national anthem, then stood for the national anthem. Can you, like, think about, like, the fucking levels of insanity we're at now in this fucking story. Like, does anybody know what Colin Kaepernick was fucking talking about to begin with? And it's like,
police
they're arguing.
I believe,
I believe, yes, that's what it was. Was that what it was? Yes.
I believe in the original.
It was Davon Martinez or something?
Something like that.
Wow, Wow, four almost white people talking about how black people feel.
Oh, Chris Paw's very white.
Oh, he's white?
Yeah.
Oh, he's I'm not though.
No, you're not. You're a Polack.
Okay. All right. Just so we're all on the same
page. Oh, yeah, you're dirty Balkans people. You're not even dirty enough to get into the Balkans. You're like
I'm at the base of the mountain.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, we can't let this guy in. Yeah.
The Paws fought.
This guy built a fucking submarine, and it wasn't even watertight.
It's leaking the whole goddamn time.
It's like, what's happening? Oh, it must be the door.
It's good to be back, guys.
Yeah.
Bavarian screen door salesman.
Yeah. That's a callback.
How's everybody doing?
I'm doing all right.
I want to murder everybody.
Oh, so nothing's new.
Yeah, no. As usual.
Yeah, things are about the same.
Paw.
Great. Doing swell.
There's just like, I feel like behind all those words, there's just like so much pent up.
No, I'm good.
I'm fine. These two, I like, they're like, no, I'm good. I'm same as always.
No, we're both medicated.
Yeah. So medication's helping.
I got some weed candy in my house if you guys need it.
Chemically suppressing all the rage.
We have a running bet, Jordan and I, between each other, as to which one misses their dose of medication and then busts out the window of casinos and fires on a fucking country music fest.
The thing, though, is like, that guy was a fucking country music fan. You and me aren't. So it would make sense.
That's true.
If one of us did it.
Even if I'm level, if I see Jeremy busted windows, I'm going to help.
Yeah, besides, I'm not going to shoot up like a country music festival. I have a list.
That's true. Plus, it would pre-assume that you guys could afford to fly to Las Vegas. You could drive to Atlantic City. That would be even fucking better.
Yeah, I mean, like, me and Ryan going to Las Vegas, all that means is Ryan's like, we're going to try and sneak on this plane real hard.
You're going to put Jordan in a dog carrier?
I think the two of you are crazier for not being depressed.
Oh, no, I'm very depressed. Enough. I'm very depressed. Yeah, I just mask it with alcohol.
Yeah, I was going to say, we medicate ourselves.
Two
it's
alcoholics
fine.
Trying to pretend to be the fucking competent ones.
Yeah. Functioning.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, well.
It's the truth.
Yeah, I don't drink, which, you know, is better because, you know, Ryan and Chris, well, yeah, you two have seen me like drunken.
Oh, honestly, I don't even remember. It's been so long since you've drank.
It's been a while, but I do remember
seeing
you drunk at the Rowley like once or twice.
Yeah, I was just checking in around Cleveland every once in a while at that point.
Yeah.
But even then, like, I don't ever remember you specifically getting out of control.
Oh, I
know that there have been times.
I think Chris Clem could tell other stories.
Yeah, Chris and I used to get drunk and ruin everything, so.
But I would pay, like, that's something I would pay money to see. That's like, that's like Statler and
Shout out to Chris Clem.
Yes, love that dude.
I was about to say, I'm right here, buddy.
Shout out to Chris Clem, not Chris Paw.
Van Smack himself, Chris Clem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks for the vine, Chris.
But. How's your lettuce?
Clem's a good boy.
I love Clem.
He's good.
Yeah.
See, I almost said I love Chris, and then Chris would have got fucking confused that I was talking about him right
now.
Oh
no! When someone says that, I already know they're not talking about me.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, you don't.
If they say good, Chris.
No. I could be talking about any number of Chris's.
I could be talking about Chris Penn.
May Sean, he rest in peace.
Yes, he should.
Sean Penn's brother?
Yes.
Is he dead?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's
for
like
been dead
10
for
years.
A while. Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Also, in the first Rush Hour movie, he tries to sell a bomb to Chris Tucker, an undercover Chris Tucker.
Who does?
Chris Penn?
Or all
Chris
right. Penn? Yeah. First of all, having Chris Tucker as an undercover everything is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Hey, man, you got that motherfucking shit?
Yeah. Doesn't exactly lead itself to subtlety. Yeah.
No, not at all.
He's not a low-key character.
No.
I saw a video the other day online that was like, it was literally like labeled a gangsta describes Clockwork Orange. So I immediately was like, oh, I definitely want to know what that's about. And it was like just a black guy, scripted shit, talking about like just running down the plot of
Clockwork Orange.
And I was like, this isn't funny. So I was like shooting around ideas. Like it'd be really funny to like have JB Smooth do it. Like be like, man, these motherfuckers, they raped two bitches in the first like 45 minutes. That ain't cool, man. That ain't cool, Larry.
I watched the first episode of the new season. Yeah.
Fatwa.
Of what?
Curb
Your
Enthusiasm.
Oh, okay. I've never seen any of that.
Oh,
it's
dude,
really funny.
That's up your alley. That's definitely
yeah, you
up
like
your
it,
alley.
For sure.
You're anti-Semitic if you don't watch it. That's how it works now.
Oh, well, that explains a lot. I'm very pro-Semitic.
You're pro-Semitic? Yeah. I've never heard somebody use that term. I'm very pro-Semitic.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to be in this studio.
Are you trying to be Mike Calhoun right now? Turning your hat back?
Solidarity, buddy.
All right, right on. Sad boy solidarity.
No one's ever trying to do that.
No, it's whenever I see Mike, I turn my hat around. Solidarity.
We're going on week three of Jeremy not getting a comb over yet.
I don't know what I'm going to do because, like, I'm going out to this wedding on Thursday. I still don't have any fucking money. My sister's going to have to buy my shoes at this point.
I can give you a pair of shoes.
No, I need Chucks.
What size do you wear?
10 and a half.
I believe they'll fit. I have a pair of Chucks. Black Chucks?
Black and white?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're 10 and a half.
All right. Look at it.
Yeah, no. Just honest. I know we probably shouldn't be doing personal business over the podcast.
I'm not going to cut that out.
No. Right. No, I think I can hook you up on that, buddy.
That would be great because, yeah. I had a pair of black and white Chucks that I wore to.
Well, we didn't have to linger on it.
No, but he sold them for crack is where he was going.
No, I had to throw them out in the Great Stuff Purge of 2016.
Did you say the Great Stuff Purge?
Yeah, I threw out like a landscaping bag full of my shit when I moved to Kent. And it was a lot of clothes and a lot of like art that people had given me, but I had to throw it all out. Because it wouldn't go in the dryer on high for 30 minutes. So, so if you know what that's all about. But at any rate,
talk
no.
to you, Japan.
Yeah. At any rate, no, I, yeah, I don't remember. Oh, yeah, I'm going out there and I don't know what my sister's going to want me to do with my hair. It's her wedding. Like, I already didn't get my teeth fixed because I got fucking, I got triggered back in August and I missed my appointment to get everything done. So.
I remember when that happened.
You weren't there.
No, but I remember when you missed your fucking appointment.
Yeah. It was not good. But,
do you want to go with just all gums?
No, you cannot knock my teeth out.
All right, damn it. I was trying.
Yeah, I know you're trying.
You get a grill.
That would be amazing.
I'm not getting a grill.
What kind of grill does a Jew wear? Is it platinum or is it gold?
Gold.
If I got a grill, it would just be a bunch of diamond Star of Davids. That's my friend. Actually,
you know what would be great with that? A comb over.
Yes, you should do the comb over. We were talking about this the last time. Is that where you guys were talking about?
Well, that's where it all started.
But. Yeah. I do want to do that, but I also, like, it's my sister's wedding. I'm in the wedding, and I'm giving a speech, which...
Well, if she makes you get your hair cut, can you do it one just, like, for a day?
I mean, if
like
it's...
Like Neil Hamburger style?
If it's doable, yeah, but...
Sure, it is. He just sprays water in.
Just like, wait. Just wait till after the wedding, and then get a professional comb over.
Is that a thing?
Yeah,
a professional comb over?
Yeah, they cut it in a way that... it accentuates the comb over.
I used to go to the same barber shop as Art Modell, and that was a thing that they did because, like, they actually, some baldness organization, like, rated them as, like, this is where you go to get your hair cut. if you're going bald.
Just shave it, man.
Well, see, I did, like, from the time I was 12 to the time, like, basically, I don't know, last year was probably the last time I shaved my head. So, you know, I've been shaving it for a while, but I look scary when I do
it. Well, you've been growing it out since we started doing Hate Flow. Like, you have not cut it since we started doing Hate Flow.
Oh, I
because it was very short when you start when we started doing that.
Yeah.
You should grow your big-ass beard and then shave your head. Then you look B.A.
Yeah, you did the opposite. You shaved.
That's all. He looked like the singer of Fucked Up. It'd be great.
Yeah, you did the opposite. You shaved the big beard and you kept the hair, and it really bugged
me. You kept the wrong hair.
I was...
Yeah.
I had to cross-dress for the roast battle against Kristen.
Oh, that's right.
That's why I shaved.
And you look like Drew Mulkin's brother now.
I do. Drew and
also,
I look like we're related.
You're not more convincing as a lady having shaved. I don't think a beard would have made the difference.
Well, I wanted to. She really committed when she dressed up as me to the point where she had toe. So I wanted to, you know, show her the same amount of respect. So I shaved. But it also ruined one of her jokes. So I felt bad about that.
To be fair, nobody could hear it. So
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
Yeah.
I was drunk.
I was there getting drunk on wine in a can because they fucking did not. They ran.
All right.
You had
so
man
for
can?
The record, Shear, at least I wasn't as bad as Dapurna. I may have been drunk, but I was not drinking wine in a can.
It was like 13% alcohol.
You've never had a man can night?
No, I have done that before, but not when I performed.
Well, I didn't have to do shit.
I know, but he's been subtly giving me shit about being drunk at that show.
Were you drunk? I don't know.
Yes.
I was hammered.
I was as well. But
I would say
again,
the difference is we've been drunk doing our show for 2 years.
I'm good at whatever. I'm good at doing our show drunk in Kalamazoo.
Dylan was very drunk and very spicy.
he was good.
No, yeah, but he was. I came up because he and his girlfriend took me there, and I handed him the beer line was long or whatever, would just go
and then they ran out.
Yeah, so then we were drinking wine in a can, so I brought him back a couple wine in a can. I left and I came back and I was like, "Hey, man!" And he's like, "Don't you fucking look at her!" And I was like, "Whoa! Like, what are you talking about, man?" Like,
yeah. That's fucking great.
He's like, doesn't sound drunk. It sounds like he's heard of you.
Dude, no, it sounds like before he left, like he was like Ryan Dapurna, and then he heard, and then Ryan came back. He's like, "Fuck you, man!"
Yes, he was very. I was like, "What? I don't know what you're talking about." He got very spicy, and I was like, "All right, well, I'm gonna go." And he's like, "I'm sorry, man. I was real drunk." I was like, "That's fine.
I don't
give a shit."
I
love Dylan. Dylan's great.
I like that dude a lot.
Dylan is great.
Yeah, I'm sad that I'm not gonna be able to go down to Columbus tomorrow to watch the premiere of his short film that he did with Jensen and a couple other people at KSU.
That sounds cool, actually.
It does sound cool. Plug it. What's it called?
I have to look
up. Well, they're going to miss it by the time this goes out, but yeah. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
It's part on of the Above Below Network.
Go ahead and tell them what you could have done, what they could have done Saturday.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Sunday!
It's called The Childish Thing. It's premiered by the time this comes out at the Columbus
I've seen that.
The Nightmares Film Festival.
They took my computer after I saw that.
Chris, you look like they took your computer for a different reason.
Yeah, but Jensen Strock, who I love, is in it. And then Dylan shot a lot of it.
She's in Chicago now, right?
She is in Chicago. I'm trying to get her back here for a thing, but I need to talk to the boss about that. So,
I'll talk to this boss. This boss is doing stuff, too.
Yeah, well, this is something that I had worked out with the other boss. You know, my boss.
But also my boss.
Yeah.
Because I'm like the vice president now.
Oh. Okay.
VP of operations?
Well, I'm the president of this one, but he's still the boss, so...
Yeah.
Talking about Sean?
Yeah, Sean asked. My boy. Our boy.
Yeah. I got some catch up for you, Sean.
Is this like when Steve Austin was the governor of the fucking
fuck you.
SmackDown or whatever.
Yeah, he's the general. Yeah, the you're general the general manager of SmackDown. That's exactly what it is. No, bitch, you're William Regal.
I'm a man?
You're a man's man.
A man's man.
Yeah.
I can deal with that.
One beer.
Two beers.
Another beer. A Bloody Mary. A shot of whiskey.
If you haven't seen Ryan DiPerna do Stone Cold Bill Clinton, look that up on fucking YouTube.
Yeah, it's go to YouTube.
Same voice, though,
yeah,
right?
I know, but yeah. Like, it's the same thing until the very end where I go, where I'm Bill Clinton, right? And it's like, a Bloody Mary, and it was, what? A shot of whiskey, what? And then I'm going to go and kill Vince Foster.
Yeah.
And then he gives his wife a swat because it's stone cold.
Do you think Bill ever hit Hillary?
No, but Stone Cold herpes. Steve Austin definitely hit his wife.
Well, he did.
No, what?
Oh yeah, and Deborah. You remember Deborah?
Yeah.
Mongo McMichael. I always call her Mongo McMichael.
Yeah.
He married a woman who was like a wrestling lady, and he apparently tuned her up one time. Stone Cold is a good guy now. He's a very good guy now, but he did have
Why
some
are you
transgressions
surprised
back
by that?
In the day.
He's a bald guy with a goatee. Of course he hit a
Of course I'm going to defend him.
Yep.
Well, I still like you, Stone Cold.
No, mate. No, he's actually – he's a good dude. Stone Cold, he's made some strides as a person, I believe.
Yeah, it's – You know, at what point do you stop? Do you go, okay, well, you did this many years ago, so I...
It's 47 rapes is the answer.
No, 54, I believe.
54? Well, then
Why
there's...
seven more? Like, one for every day of the week?
That was, okay, you can get seven more, but only if you play a beloved TV doctor for a decade.
Yeah. Well, then there's also how many movies have you produced?
That's true, that too.
I mean, all right, so that brings up a good question, though. All right.
Oh,
like
let's
Harvey
not
Weinstein.
Tread into this fucking...
No, I'm just saying, like, Harvey Weinstein, I don't think that guy gets a pass that. Ever.
You
like,
have a cool story
I
about
a,
Holly,
a,
Harvey
no,
Weinstein?
A nice story about that Kevin Smith, all the future residuals for his Miramax
from the Weinstein
movies
company.
He's giving to...
Women in film.
Women in film.
Oh, good for him.
And then $2,000 a month on top of it.
Yeah, on top of it.
Yeah.
Like, so all of his residuals plus that.
Yeah.
Like, that dude, like, he's...
Man, he could have saved himself a fuck ton of money if he just would have said that guy was a piece of shit 10 years ago.
No, but he, like, Devin and I were talking about it. Is like, I honestly, of all the people that knew bullshit that was going on, I think Kevin Smith's, like, the one guy that's like, I had no fucking idea.
Yeah.
I don't know how you don't have an idea, like, any of these guys.
Well, I mean, dude,
I don't, why are we talking about this?
Look at
it's
the,
only
the,
gonna
all
fucking...
I'm saying is, look at the women fucking Kevin Smith worked with, like, Joy Lauren Adams, who's the chick from 90210?
Shannon Doherty.
None of them ever fucking said a word, but, like, look at the people who worked with Quentin Tarantino.
We're going to find ourselves on a secret list.
What? That we're not going to make
a secret
it in
Facebook. No, a secret Facebook group.
I'm not
going to
be in a Tarantino movie.
What? The Hollywood Babes page?
Yes, the Hollywood Babes page.
Oh, no. It's, look, I am... If you don't know by now about me, then, like, ask somebody. I don't give a fuck.
I want you to be the Harvey Weinstein of Cleveland, but I meant that in like the I want you to be like the producer guy, not the rapist guy.
Yeah,
how about the Spielberg?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's that you too. Yeah,
other?
We want you to be the Spielberg.
I'm the Gabe Kaplan of Cleveland. You guys are my sweat hogs. That's copyright Chris
Klum. You could be Robert Evans.
I don't do enough coke to be Robert Evans, and I'm not going to get a nose job.
Lloyd Kaufman.
Lloyd Kaufman, I actually interviewed him for CSB once. He and I have a lot in common in terms of, you know, just...
Sucking dicks.
Yeah. There's that, too. You know, I get... no, Lloyd, we had like a big... conversation about copyright, if I remember correctly. It's, you can find it on the Dave Bochner archives, I'm sure, but that was really cool. Back when I was doing Muhammad's Radio, me and Clem got to interview him. No, it's like, just that's been consuming me for the last couple weeks, and I don't like it. So
Ryan, you're not wearing product. What's going on with you this weekend?
I had a hat on, which I removed.
An offensive, racist caricature of an Indian,
no, sir. When he says hat, he means hood, most and it was my, white.
Most of my Indians' hats, I just have the C on
the
it.
Block C. Yeah. I think that's a good logo to go with. I like the block.
It's supposed to be their fucking logo. I don't even care like one way or the other so much. Just that it's so embarrassing for us. Like, you know what I mean?
Honestly, get rid of Chief Watt. You, in my opinion, you can still call them the Indians. You can still call them the Indians. Just don't use Chief Wahoo.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a meet in the middle point.
No meet in the middle. Like, either call them the Prairie Niggers and have Chief Wahoo. Or, you know, or just like fucking.
Couldn't you have said teepee?
No.
We're stacking up the list we're going to be on.
Oh, fuck off.
Sean is shutting down the bungalow tomorrow.
I think they should keep it, but use a photorealistic picture of a Native American.
Like black and white.
Specific Native American.
Like black and white, yeah. Sitting Bull.
Like, not just a made-up one. Yeah.
No, Pocahontas, so that women can be included.
Have you ever seen an Indian with a beard? A Native American with a beard?
Oh, shit. No, I haven't.
There you go.
How did they shave? Holy shit, dude, Ryan DeBerna just blowed my mind.
I don't know. Crow, if you're listening, did you ever have facial hair? I want to say you had a mustache.
I'm not saying they can't grow it, but...
Never seen one.
No,
any,
that's a good...
Any, like, historical picture?
I think you just didn't know once they had it.
Well, it's like most of the Native dudes I know, like, it's a thing. They don't grow body hair.
Or when white people took pictures of them back in the fucking 18 and 1900s, they're like, wait, let's shave your face real quick.
That's no, true. It's, I think it's a thing. But, yeah, Crow, if you're listening, what's the email address for the show?
I don't even know anymore. Ad hom attack.
Ad hom attack show at gmail.
Yeah, let us know.
By the way, I changed the...
.com.
No, just at gmail.
I changed the handle because it was like ad hom attack she or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll shorten it. And
yeah, I never noticed that the W dropped off.
Yeah, it's just like ad attack show now.
Yeah, we're attacking ads.
AD attack show.
I still don't know what the email address is. Just let me know when you send me emails.
You'll
I don't think we
it.
Ever use the.
I'll get used account. To it. I'm not going to send you any emails unless Sean tells me to, so we'll be good.
Jordan can be reached at El Jordano Diablo at the hate at no. letthehateflowthroughyou.com.
Oh, wait, is that my email address in that? Because I thought you were going to say my Gmail one. You can also reach me at eljordanodiablo@gmail.com.
Yeah, I don't remember what I put you on. The.
I feel like it's eldiablo@gmail.com or at
Let the Hateful Through. I bought.
Yeah, he bought us a website.
Yeah.
Is it under construction? Is there a little give hard hat JPEG?
It redirects to the Audio Boom page.
Yeah, like, that's all we need. Oh. I want to eventually do that for all of our.
It's
shows
a GIF of some faggy construction manager in a button down shirt and a hard hat.
It's a picture of the guy from the. Village people. It's him. It's that construction worker.
It's Ryan. That's what I was getting at.
He was being glib.
I just want to know how fun is it to stay at the YMCA, Ryan?
You know what? That locker room, it gets kind of steamy in there.
I bet.
We bring in an Indian chief? It's fucking crazy.
And it's not racist at all.
And you know what? The cop... I wouldn't think he'd be into it, but I'll tell you what. These guys are pretty nice.
Yeah, they're nice guys. Nice dudes.
As long as you meet them at the YMCA.
Can you identify them by smell?
By taste.
By taste.
No towels in that steam room.
That was the best answer you've ever given to a question. No, by taste.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I can tell if you
have
colon
cancer by
tasting. Would
you like some hot towels? No, give them to me at a normal temperature, and we'll make them hot.
Yeah.
Woo. What do you guys talk about on this show?
Nothing.
Whatever the
like,
fuck
this
we
is
want.
Basically
oh, this is
it.
Perfect. This is
there's no format to it. Usually we bring somebody in and we just bullshit.
So it's free form. I mean, I've been on the show. I believe
yeah, you
twice
have.
At this point.
Yeah,
yeah but yeah. You've been obliterated every time.
Well, we're working on three, brother. We're working on
it's
three.
Not, nobody knows what this show's about.
No, but people keep listening, yeah. As it turns
it's
out. Shut
ad.
Up, Stockholm, Sweden!
It's the ad hominem attack. We just bullshit and then we attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. One another.
Like, yeah.
Oh, by the way, the shirt in the Paul wears an awful.
I hope
shirt
you retired
episode,
it. Yes.
It's probably in Africa somewhere by now.
Did you throw it into like a
I gave
UNICEF
a whole
thing?
Bunch of clothes to my cousin's church.
You made some
they,
kid
they
in Africa's life
off.
Like
yes.
Demonstrably worse, which yeah. Is hard to do. It's like his family died from Ebola. There's child soldiers like
he's
killing
doing heroin
his,
and
yes,
shooting
killing his
people.
Wife, and then he's wearing your stupid yeah. Fucking shirt.
Yeah, you should have seen the shirts in that bag.
No, I
there was
I,
just jizz all over him.
I was
going to feel bad for you, but man, look at your dicky ass shirt. Man, what kind of respectable refugee would wear a shirt like that?
Why are you doing it in Indian?
I don't know. All my accents sound like
that's
that.
That's a different part of the world, my
whatever.
Friend.
Whatever.
Look, all I know no is somewhere in Africa, there's a child soldier named Faggy Shirt with Big Gun. And he's responsible for many atrocities, and it's all your fault.
Yeah, it's your stupid shirt. That
doing
and
my it, part to help people.
even the kid that was wearing the Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl 2017 champion shirt makes
you mean
fun
of
that
of
shirt.
One of the thousands children
yes.
Wearing that shirt.
Oh man!
I like how we can send your shirts back to Africa, though.
Oh boy. That's at Dirty Shear.
Don't yeah, me don't at me, emails. At Dirty Shear.
You can at me all you want, I don't give a shit. Just don't at me when I'm out of cigarettes.
Some people have done that before.
I'll make your life miserable. Speaking of which, I've spent $1,200 on the podcast. How about contributing to the Jeremy Shears Out of Cigarettes Fund?
Are you out of cigarettes?
Almost.
I'll give you one.
All right. That's one contribution.
Boy, that was passive aggressive as fuck.
I'm switching.
I was trying to
be funny.
You're
going
to
sit here
but...
recording and not acknowledge that? Fuck you.
Oh, I'm almost to full-on aggressive. I think it's because this room is so steamy.
It's very hot in
well,
here.
I mean,
you can turn on the
there's
fan.
There's four right? Really good-looking dudes in here.
That's
right
true.
Now,
there's
so.
four really, yeah, my right. My boxers are kind of sticky.
Well, these chairs don't help either because they're padded and like your fucking taint gets sweaty.
Yeah, no, that's not the that's not the thing that's creating the stickiness. Like, here's the thing about some antidepressants.
I would like to point out Jeremy is pointing up two fingers when he says this and talking about stickiness. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's because this is how you get the stickiness.
Scouts honor.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, once the Boy Scouts and let the girls in, they're going to – Scouts honor is going to mean a whole other thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, my antidepressants are working, Jelly Bro.
Mine are working too, but they also have a few sound side effects. One of them is I'm really horny all the time, and it's annoying.
That's like the opposite of what it should
I know.
Be, right?
Have you not been getting laid?
Yeah,
though?
That has
I
not
believe...
been an issue.
No, I haven't had sex
really?
In four
yeah.
Years.
I thought you've been getting laid lately. Wait, I thought that you were trying to lock something down.
I am trying to lock something down, but I'm also...
Don't blow up his game. What the
yeah,
fuck?
Come on, man.
Those people, nobody listens to these. Yeah, and it's yeah. My fucking network. I don't give a fuck. I can say that.
I see the numbers. People listen. But,
yeah, no, people do listen.
No, yeah, I'm trying to lock a couple things down. But, all right, good. It's, you know, I'm being a gentleman.
Wait, I thought you were making pizzas with people in the basement.
Jeremy Shear,
the
gentleman
the
pimp.
The oven. I was not making pizzas. Preheating the oven.
Jeremy Shear, the gentleman pimp.
He was trying to make pizzas, but she didn't want pizza rolls.
They're bagel bites, all right? Bagel bites!
Jeremy takes his coat off and lays it in front of a puddle, and she walks across it, and then he backslaps the shit out of her.
You know, she wanted DiGiorno, not Totino's!
I fucking hold the door open and then slam her fan into it.
After you.
Show you who's boss.
Good game. Slap. We aren't playing anything. I know.
We aren't, but I am.
Yeah. No, there's a couple things going on that
good.
Front.
No, I want that to happen. That's what I assumed. I assumed wrong, so I'm sorry.
No,
Jeremy Shear, gentleman pimp.
I haven't dealt with this in a long time, and I'm trying, but it's annoying because I also, you know, don't want to be as much of a fuckbag as I was in the past.
I don't ever think that you ever had a reputation of being a fuckbag.
Yeah, nobody thinks you're a fuckbag.
Yeah, well, not when DiPerna's around.
No, I mean, you know.
I'm a gentleman.
There are enough women mad at me for me to be a fuckbag, but it wasn't anything, like, terrible. I just, you know.
Not everybody can be me. I get it.
Yes, they can. They just need a bad diet, an alcohol problem, shitty facial hair, some sort of like Eastern European ethnic heritage.
And to be nice to women.
And shirts that are too small.
Is this shirt too small for me?
I think it's just right.
Fuck you, Ryan.
And, you know, perhaps a debilitating skin condition to go with all of it.
Are you talking about my fucking, what's it called? Eczema? No, not vitiligo. Eczema. What's the other one I have?
What, psoriasis?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah. I was going to say ringworm, but.
I don't live in that house anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man.
And I don't own that dog anymore either.
Oh, my God, dude.
You ringworm from a dog?
No, we're joking. But
yeah, this dog that he had the worst gas. I almost threw up on your couch.
Yeah, it was it was literally like...
The old owners would feed him cheese.
And whipped cream. And tuna fish. And all kinds of other
shit. Dogs are like Jews. You can't give them dairy.
And they run the media.
Yeah, they're the accountants of the animal world.
And you better keep them away from German shepherds.
Except for German shepherds are the turncoats.
They're the race traders of the canine world.
Well, the fucked up thing is there was a fucking fence around the yard, too.
Where, did you kill the dog?
No, okay. God. I didn't like him, but I didn't kill him.
Oh, okay. You just left the door. No, you just left the gate open so
you
can run out of the trap.
No, what the situation was that the landlord, she had a and Jeremy can fucking attest to this.
Mm-hmm.
She had three dogs when I moved in there. One of them died. She took in another dog who was like part pit and part something else. He's a fucking cunt of a dog.
Yeah.
And he was a puppy when she got him. He was like maybe two. Well, him and the other boy dog decided that they didn't like each other.
They couldn't bang it out.
Yeah. And so then there was the girl dog who was a really nice dog.
Yeah, that dog was sweet.
Well, after the new dog bit up my Barney a bunch of times, she was like, hey, can you take him and adopt him for me? And I was like, drunk and probably pilled up, and I was like, yeah, no problem, I want a dog. And then like 3 months into it, I was like, this was a bad idea, I'm never home. But I ended up giving him to the dude down the street who wanted a dog and had a yard, so it worked out for the fucking dog. It didn't work out for me though.
Yeah, well, Barney was a sweet dog. He just had bad gas. He had real bad gas.
And his dick came out all the time.
I mean, who amongst us?
Ryan's like, let's not fucking
glass houses, dog. Okay.
Yeah, be thee without sin, that you throw the first stone.
That's him without lipstick.
Everybody in this room right now has a hard dick.
And you can't tell. Upon closer inspection, I do believe this boy has an erection.
Are you sure? I thought it was a clit.
Hey, Sheer, what does 69 mean?
That means sex.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice. How long are we gone?
We're about 45 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is generally the time that you ask how long we've been going.
Yeah, that is true.
But this has been funny.
Yeah.
It has been. It's been great.
Ryan's just waiting for that time when he's like, 45 minutes, well, I'm done. Because, you know, he already thinks he's a headliner.
So. I am. No, I don't think
that. No, we're both headliners. Don't let him tell us.
No, he's right. I'm so fucking... You don't have to... Wait a minute. Don't shame me into how shameful I already think I am, okay? I know. I'm self-aware.
Well, you're self-aware, but that doesn't stop your behavior now, does it?
Behavior how?
He's not just drunk yet. I am, so I get it.
I gotta say, Ryan DiPerna acts exactly the way Ryan DiPerna should act.
Yeah.
See? You have a point.
High five.
You have a point, Chris. Thank you.
Just in all seriousness, you know, Ryan, very generous friend, good guy, lets us record here.
I agree with all these things.
Shares his food.
Booze.
Yeah. See how much worse it would be? Like, how unfunny that is? Fuck you, you cunt. Remember that the next time you're whining.
I can't believe Mumbles had the fucking line of the night.
He's here to introduce the podcast and tell the best joke.
Yeah, you fucking Dick Tracy villain sounding motherfucker.
Look, you know, Mumbles was Dustin Hoffman, so.
That's true.
I thought it was Al Pacino.
No, Al Pacino was Big Boy Caprice.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he got nominated for an Oscar for that
the only
movie.
Thing.
Wait, what? Are you fucking serious?
Nah, yeah. Really? No
he was
way.
Nominated for best supporting
nobody
actor.
In that
Dick
movie
Tracy
should have been fucking nominated.
Dude, that's one of the dumbest fucking movies of all time. The only good thing to come out of that was Warren Beatty's dick for fucking Madonna.
Out of whatever he blew it into.
Yeah.
Yeah, Warren Beatty. He's a role model for so many.
Oh, yes! I don't even care that he's not on this fucking podcast, and I don't even care that nobody is fucking knows who this guy is. But he's a friend of ours, quote unquote. He's a comedian. His name is Kevin Ross.
Oh, God.
Kevin
Ross!
Yes. He, true story, quit life in Ohio in the when did that movie come out, like 1971?
It was like late 60s.
I think yeah. Do you know more of this, because we've kind of briefly mentioned this a couple of times, but if
I don't
know like a longer version of the story.
I almost want to have him on here to talk about it, but then we have to talk to him for however long.
Hey,
story.
We did it, Jordan and I.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
He was our second episode.
Oh, really?
He talked about opiates, and I'm pretty sure he was fucked up on opiates.
Sure he was. But, like, he quit every, like, life.
Oh, I'm sorry, real quick. Shout out Devin Newsom.
Yeah. Shout out to Devin Newsom.
It's 1975. Though.
Okay, so in 1975, he saw the movie Shampoo with fucking Warren Beatty, inspired to be a hairstylist so he could quote-unquote fuck a bunch of chicks. Then somehow got involved in cocaine trafficking and spent several years in San Quentin. And now then years pass. I would imagine several girlfriends do as well.
Not like he's moved on. I mean, they're dead.
They're dead, yes.
Yeah.
He decided that he wanted to do comedy at 52 years old.
So he put on a diaper and drove for 17 hours across the country back to Ohio.
Yeah.
He came back to Ohio and his shampoo was gone.
shampoo. Have you ever seen a movie that...
You know, we make fun of that, but, like, Jesus Christ, I wish... like, if I never had kids, I would hope that I would do so, like, just be inspired like that by anything.
Okay, fair.
To move across the country and actually try something.
Sure, but the movie Shampoo with fucking Warren Beatty?
I mean, I was inspired by Dick Tracy to start wearing a trench coat. And a couple of my friends had those calling Dick Tracy
watches. Yeah, I remember those.
With the game on them?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And I rented Dick Tracy for NES a few times. So Warren Beatty inspired me to do some things. Yeah, but nothing
about Bullworth?
Like,
Bullworth is a great film.
I saw Iceman and I was like, I could do that job.
Warren Beatty, I believe, is an American hero.
I mean, he was until Town and Country.
He's had sex with over 10,000 women.
So is fucking, what's the basketball player's name?
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Is that even possible, 10,000 fucking women?
Yes. No, I don't think so.
I've done the math. It is.
You'd
have to have sex with like two different women every day for like 30 years.
I'm working in double digits, which I'm like, hey, cool for me, but 10,000? That's not, I don't believe it.
Hold on a second, boys.
You can't confirm this through the internet.
No, but you can do it for
math.
Oh,
he's doing the math.
I'm doing
the
math.
See how old Warren Beatty is.
I think he's got to be pushing 80,
He's got to be 80. I doubt he fucks anymore. I doubt he's fucked for the last 10 years.
Hey, by the way, fuck the Playboy guy.
Hey, you can bring
dead.
That average above 2 a day at like those Hollywood orgies and shit. There's like 6.
All right.
I mean, listen, how many times in a day can you come? Like twice max.
I don't know if this did it right. Hang on.
Get the flying fuck out of here.
10.
You can come 10 times in one day.
At the end, not a whole lot's coming out, but you still can orgasm.
It's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon where there's like flies in the dust.
It's like...
No, it's like my dick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He comes dust.
It's like
a Warner Brothers cartoon.
If you had sex with one woman a day for 27.4 years, 10,000 women.
Oh, wait, different ones.
Yeah.
Okay. One woman.
One woman per day, 27.4 years.
That makes it seem reasonable.
Yeah.
But
it is very reasonable.
That's 30 fucking years.
30 years of just
once
one.
He's 80, though. He is 80. So say he starts fucking at like 14.
But that means he's still fucking a bunch all the fucking time.
That's true. I doubt he's fucked in 10 years.
Oh, I don't know. It's Warren Beatty. I mean,
Warren Beatty doesn't know where the fuck he's at half the time.
You think he fucked Madonna on the set of Dick Tracy?
Absolutely.
Lucky
they
bastard.
They dated.
They did?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Lucky bastard.
Haven't you ever seen that movie Madonna, Truth or Dare, and Warren Beatty's in it?
Oh, yeah. Shit. I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Did you ever see the Madonna sex book?
Yeah.
No, what's that?
She, like, came out with a book of her, like, fucking being...
Let me Google something really quick.
It was very strange, because when that book came out... There was a childhood friend of mine whose father ended up buying a comic book shop. My father went to visit him, and he just gave him a copy of this Madonna book. And it was just like artsy pictures of Madonna and other people naked. But the best part about that book was a sketch on Saturday Night Live where they had Danny DeVito describe the pictures. And... what was his? Phil Hartman as I think Charlton Heston doing like the voiceover work for the text in the book, and he's like, "I don't like this word. Can I just say vagina?"
How is that sexy, you fucking idiot?
Because he went, "I love my vagina. Sometimes I stare at my vagina in the mirror to wonder what it would be like without any hair."
So it's like proto-vagina monologues?
No, it's like a fucking making fun of Charlton Heston.
Yeah, it was a really good sketch.
Oh, yeah, no, fuck Charlton Heston. fantastic.
It was a really good sketch. It's worth checking out. Danny DeVito's hosting SNL, and the Madonna sex book had just come out, so it's like...
So it's like 90s?
Yeah, early 90s. Early 90s.
Oh, it's, oh, that has to be from the same one. It was probably from the one where he was in Batman, and he did... He, with the Mike Myers, he did the, you know, the, what's it, Simon, where he did the drawings.
Oh, yeah, and he's in the tub with,
And he's like, what's a... He's like, my aunt grows her own oregano. And Danny DeVito's like, that's oregano, you limey freak. It's the first time I ever heard limey. I was like, what does that mean?
Why have you ever seen the limey?
What?
Oh, is that with...
Terrence Stamp.
No, I get that confused General with Sexy Zod. Beast.
Sexy Beast is another good
Sexy
one.
Sexy Beast is a really good one.
That's with Ben Kingsley. Yeah,
Ben Kingsley and who's the other? John Hurt?
I don't remember think the other guy.
Oh, what happened to him?
He got hurt.
He's dead, unfortunately.
No, it's not John Hurt. It's just, who's the other
John
guy?
John Hurt is dead.
I know, John Hurt is dead. It's the other guy. He was in The Departed. He was fucking Nicholson's like sidekick. Come on.
Oh, Ray Matt Winstone. Damon.
Ray Winston, yes, yes, yes. I don't know why I thought that was John Hurt.
Also The Punisher.
John Hurt is... Way more known actor. I was like, you're talking about the guy who's like when everything goes bad and he's like, oh fuck it, and kills himself.
Fuck it.
Me and Ryan
that
about
ain't quite
movies.
A guy you can't hit, but it's close to a guy you can't hit.
One of the best lines in that movie is when he's like, Arnold, you're one in a million. He goes, no, ten million. That's us being fucking nerds.
No, that's
nerds.
You didn't say
where
it, like,
do you guys where would
nerds
where would you rank Scorsese movies?
Departed, Casino, Goodfellas. You come at me.
Casino over
fucking
Goodfellas?
Come at me.
No, I'm not arguing, but you rank Casino over Goodfellas?
Casino's great.
Wow, okay.
Where the fuck you get off trying to go over my head? I don't know what we're talking about last week. What
I don't
you,
know. Let's do it
I
again word
you?
For word.
You know where Cape Fear is at, like almost the bottom.
Is that Scorsese?
Yeah.
What else? What else did he do?
Raging Bull is fucking amazing. Mean Streets is fucking amazing. Taxi Driver.
I've never seen Mean Streets. Taxi Driver is great.
You've never seen Mean Streets?
No.
I mean, you are. What's his name? What's his name in Taxi Driver?
Travis Bickle.
Travis Bickle. Yeah.
He is Travis Bickle.
I haven't
Bickle.
Even seen it, and I know that.
Yeah.
You've never seen Taxi Driver? It's good. It's not his greatest work, like everybody says.
I've not seen Raging Bull either.
Raging Bull's amazing.
Raging Bull, I do own, and you should come over. And
Raging
watch.
Bull
like,
is
that's
fucking
fuck
yeah. Movie. That's a great
like, that's
movie.
Like that's Pesci and De Niro's first thing together. Isn't
you fuck
it?
My wife.
Yeah.
You fuck my wife.
Yeah. And he'd do when he slaps him in the
does
face.
Does he thank him after?
He does not.
No.
Jake LaMotta was not a cuck.
Jake LaMotta was definitely not a cuck. He just died. He was Stanhope's neighbor, actually. Stanhope has a great joke about...
I don't remember what neighbor. Special that was on, but I do remember that.
I think it was Beer Hall Putsch.
Yeah.
That whole thing when he talks about his mom dying when she takes all the Oxycontin and he comes back in the room, he's like, that fucking bitch, I wanted some of that. That's my favorite special of his. I love that one. Because he talks about opiates, Jeremy.
Yeah.
What time? We're good now, right? We've been
doing an hour.
And I think everybody needs the fucking...
You're all set.
Should we go smoke a cigarette together and leave these people with this?
I don't smoke.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah, you don't smoke.
Health insurance company that might find this information.
Yeah, because your health insurance company...
The only thing Ryan smokes is big old fat cocks.
Big old bean poles.
I would have liked it to end there. Just big old fat cocks.
Yes. At Party All the Ryan.
Hey, that's me.
At Dirty Shear.
That's me.
At
El Jordano Diablo.
And Real Chris Paul.
No longer Cuck Army, unfortunately.
Always on the Above Below Entertainment. It's Above Below ENT. Just fucking look it up. It's not that hard.
Yes, the network. Look up the network.
Get on board.
Hey, and then listen to what your show.
Let the Hate Flow Through You.
We have a show, too.
Yeah, they have a show, Let the Hate Flow Through You, and then I have a show called Fantasy Boys with a Z. Look it up, rate it, and fucking...
Fantasy Boys Podcast. You have to, like, add podcast to everything.
Man. Do I?
Sucks. Yeah, no, like, if you're telling people to look it up, because if they look up Fantasy Boys with a Z,
oh, yeah,
it's probably
right.
going to be gay
That's
porn.
True. That's true. That was the whole Let's appeal find of out. Doing it.
Man. Everyone's got other shows but me. This is, like, all my relationships.
Well, you and me are going to start
You are. Yeah, you're a cuck of
me
life.
Me and Paul are going to start a fucking comic book show, so everybody can suck our dick.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck about that,
yeah,
you fucking nerds.
Yeah, I know
nerds.
You don't. Why don't you just go watch some more Scorsese, you dago?
Going to.
Fucking
you fucking Pollock piece of fucking trash.
Kill Miss yourself. Jen and the UK Fantasy Boys. Yeah. This group is for ladies' nights. The
oh,
Fantasy
it's
Boys.
Ladies' night. Oh, night.
All right.
That'll do, pigs.
That'll do.